BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Joseph's Rise to Power.
Life in prison was hard for Joseph, but God was with him and blessed him. His jailer came to respect him and finally started to use him as an assistant. Eventually, Joseph was in charge of the entire prison. One day, Pharaoh put his chief butler and chief baker in the prison. While they were there, each man had a dream. Joseph asked to hear them. So both men told Joseph what they had dreamed. To the butler, he said, "In 3 days, God will take you out of prison and give you back your old job. Please remember me and ask Pharaoh to set me free from this prison. I've done nothing to deserve this." To the baker, he said, "In 3 days, Pharaoh will take you out of prison, cut off your head, and hang your body on a tree. Birds will eat your flesh." It all happened just as Joseph said. The Pharaoh restored the butler to his previous position and hung the baker on a tree. Unfortunately, the butler soon forgot about Joseph. After 2 years, Pharaoh had 2 dreams. He called for his counselors and told them his 2 dreams. They couldn't figure out their meanings. Suddenly, the chief butler remembered Joseph. He told Pharaoh about the man in prison who interpreted his dream and the baker's dream. Pharaoh sent guards to bring Joseph to him immediately. They got him, cleaned him up, and brought him before Pharaoh. He told Joseph about his dreams. "In the first one, I saw 7 fat cows come out of the river and graze along its banks. Suddenly, 7 skinny cows came out of the river and ate the fat ones, and yet they were as skinny as before. In my second dream, I saw 7 plump heads of grain growing on a stalk. Suddenly, 7 dried-up heads of grain sprouted on the stalk next to it. The 7 thin heads of grain swallowed up the healthy ones. Still, they were as thin and dried up as before." Joseph said, "God is telling you what he's about to do. The 7 good cows and the 7 good heads of grain are 7 years of great abundance. After that, there'll be 7 years of famine. It'll be so severe that the good years will be forgotten. Therefore, look for a wise man to put in charge of the land. Have him organize the collection of food during the good years and store it up for the bad years. If you don't do this, the country will be ruined by famine." Pharaoh said to his officials, "Are we able to find anyone better than Joseph for this job? He has the Spirit of God within him." He turned to Joseph, "The people will submit to your commands. Next to me, you'll be the most powerful man in Egypt." During the next 7 years, Joseph traveled throughout the land, collecting and storing food. Then, just as God had shown him, the 7 years of famine started. The famine also affected all the surrounding countries. When the people of Egypt started to feel the famine, Joseph opened the storehouses and sold them grain.
Come back next time to hear the third part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.